I ask you guys a couple questions? I'm from Weekend America. It's a show on public radio.
Sure.
And okay.
Doing a
if
story.
If I can talk.
Yeah, you've been screaming a lot.
Oh, have I ever.
What's your name?
I'm the my name or my wrestling name?
Both.
I'm Jeff, and I'm known as the Intimidator.
The Intimidator. And where do you hail from? Where do you live?
I'm from Attleboro.
And you?
My name is Mike, and my wrestling name is Image. I'm also a tag team champion.
Great. Can I ask your last name, or would you rather not?
We'll keep that anonymous.
Okay.
At the moment.
Yeah. So my story's about Johnny Fabulous. Are you guys...
Oh, please, no.
You don't like
Johnny
him?
Fabulous. That's a gimmick. That guy's great. He knows what he's doing. Come on. The guy's rich. He's got the money. He's playing us like a doll. You know that.
It's not true. I know, but I just... He's too arrogant. Not like me. I'm the big man of everybody, you know?
Let's think about it this way. You know we're in our backyard wrestling. What type of attitude do you have? What character do you play?
Oh, I play a nasty little sucker.
Arrogant?
No, just nasty.
I think a little arrogant.
Me? Never. No. I am the only man in the AWO that's big enough to hold off the nastiness, and you know that.
So, or would you call yourself a heel?
Oh, I am a heel.
You're a heel. And are you a heel as well?
No, I'm a face. I'm Revolution X. That is my... That's the tag team. We've been champions forever. Got right. No competition
after,
out there.
After Women Rush, wait a minute. You haven't held it that long. Me and my partner had beaten you.
We are three-time champions. How many times have you been a champion?
Well, which titles would you like to talk about?
The ones you lost.
I've had three masks, two tag, and one interstate.
Have you ever been the undisputed champ?
Not yet. That's next.
So do you guys come out to these matches whenever they happen?
Because we're wrestlers, we support other wrestling groups out there. You know, it's all about a good time. Out of character, you know, every one of them, you know, back there, all shaking hands. It's to put on a nice display for the public and just have a great time, you know. That's what it's all about.
So have you met Fabulous's other persona just as a normal guy, John Cena?
After the show, we usually, you know, he usually comes out and greets the fans. And,
oh, does he really?
And last time I was here, he did, and he's a really nice guy, out of character.
Yes.
And that's the whole thing about wrestling, you know. It's not only being talented, but it's also respecting fans, knowing that, you know, you might piss them off a lot, but that's what the business is all about. You're either going to have people that hate you or love you.
Well, it's funny because he really seemed to be, like, living a double life, you know, as, like, city assessor in Methuen, and then he does the Johnny Fabulous thing, but now he's John Cena Sr., but in world wrestling, you know.
He doesn't really want to be known as John Cena Sr.
Right.
He wants to start his own little life. He doesn't want to ride on
his son's
shirt tails.
Sure, but
which
now
I understand that.
Right, but now he's on World Wrestling Entertainment on TV on Raw and stuff.
Once in a blue moon. But he's only seen around this area. I mean, if he was to go farther out than this area, then he'd be a little what with Johnny. He wants to ride on his own doings, not his son's.
Well, see, I understand where this guy's coming from. You see him here, and then you see him on the big show, you know. It is kind of like a double life, but...
Or it's like a triplet. You know, they're bleeding together now.
You got to give the guy props to even pull something off like that, you know.
I was very surprised.
Say again?
I was very surprised to see him on Raw.
Really?
Because he wanted to hide... He wants to hide
his real
relationship
persona
to John Cena because he doesn't want to ride on his shirt tails. So, I'm very surprised.
It sounds like he's really psyched, though, that you know,
yes,
he gets to work with those folks.
But he's very psyched to be on national TV, but he wants to get there on his own doing, not on his son's shirt tails, which I totally understand.
See, that's where I disagree. I think it's great that he's being part of his son's life. You know, just... I know if I had a child or a son that was in the top show out there in the world. I mean, everybody knows that WWE is one of the greatest wrestling events ever.
True.
And if I had a son that was in that, I would love to be by his side and be proud of how I raised him to believe in being strong and be able to handle the pressure of being the number one guy on such a big show like that. I would love to be by his side every day.
I don't put that behind, but he wants to make his own life too, and you can see that.
And that's exactly what he's doing tonight.
Exactly. So. I'm very impressed. I got some more yelling to do.
That's fine.
Especially at the announcer. Oh, I've been busting on you. Every time I come here,
really?
We get going. Me and the announcer get going, and I'm not done yet.
I noticed he was calling you out.
He always does. But he's a nice guy, though.
It's all about having fun. That's what it's all about.
It seems like everybody's having fun in there. Yeah. Well, thanks, guys. It was good to meet you.
Not a problem.
Not a problem.
All right.
Have a good night.
Take care, you too.